This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham, in for Rebecca Williams. Once in a while, you do a story and you wonder, where did it go from there? Well, 11 years ago, I was out in the field on a cold January day with a couple of volunteers from the Huron River Watershed Council. Rochelle Breitenbach and Mary Badges trudged through the snow and thicket to get to a pristine little stream that flows into the Huron River. Breitenbach told me they were searching for bugs, stoneflies.
This has traditionally been one of the best spots to collect in the entire watershed.
It was cold, just 14 degrees above. Breitenbach was wearing waders, so she went into the creek with a net to dip out the decaying leaves where they hoped to find stoneflies. Badges stepped out onto the ice, ready with a plastic tray, but the ice couldn't take the weight.
You okay?
Luckily, Badges didn't fall into the water. In these temperatures, that would have been bad. They scramble on up the snowy bank and start sorting through the debris in the trays to find stonefly larvae. That day, 11 years ago, the two volunteers found a number of stonefly larvae and put them into little sample bottles full of alcohol. But then what? For more than a decade, I really wasn't quite sure what they did with the bugs. Well, this year, I went to one of the Huron River Watershed Council's Insect ID Day. There were all kinds of sample bottles, just like the ones Breitenbach and Badges used. They were full of different kinds of insects from many different streams, and all those sample bottles full of bugs were here for the same reason, to be identified and counted. Volunteers are in and out all day long for ID Day. Some volunteers come in because they love the river. Nicholas Krantz is an intern, and he had an additional reason for being there.
I am here because I absolutely love bugs. I study them in school. They're their own little fascinating universe within the river. You know, you can use these bugs to tell a lot about what's going on in the health of a river.
The insects need to be sorted, counted, and identified. Paul Steen is the group's watershed ecologist, and he's helping out the volunteers.
It's really a very simple process. The hard part is the identification, which takes months, years of practice, but the actual sorting is done pretty quickly.
Sarah Colliotta was using a pair of tweezers to pick through the contents of one of those sample bottles.
After you've totally sorted everything and you've gone through it, so getting some of the larger macros and then going back over with like your magnifying glass to get some of the finer things, you'll call over Paul, and he will tell you how good you were at sorting. and then he will also help you then. Well, he will completely classify it for you, and then you go through and you count it and put it into clean sample jars.
So why? Why go out and collect, then count, and identify these insects? Paul Steen says these bugs are indicators of just how environmentally healthy a stream or a river is.
Typically, a place that is degrading will see fewer and fewer insects there over time. And say, that tells us, hey, there's something wrong here. Doesn't necessarily tell you what the problem is, but it tells you that there is a problem. So then we can get in there and look more thoroughly.
It might be soil erosion, sedimentation, maybe even chemical pollution. Watershed groups like this one have limited amounts of money, so they have to be careful where they spend it. Monitoring how many bugs and how many kinds of bugs are in each stream help them make smart decisions about how to best keep Michigan's rivers clean. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.